Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed. We are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyo Zeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel Bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer Ben Roiza, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Rafal Kahas Ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So yesterday, at the end of the daf, we began the fourth and final perek of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Perek Yontif. And the perek begins discussing halachos related to Hilchos Shofar, specifically what you do when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. The Mishnah began, Yontif shol Rosh Hashanah shechol liyos b'Shabbos. B'mikdash hayu toikin. In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofar. Avaloi b'medina. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't blow shofar. The Gemara explained that really midday raisa, there's no reason not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. However, the Rabbanah were concerned. Shemi Yavirena Dal Ramas Bishus Harabim. So they said, note Kia Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And like the Gemara concludes, Vahinu Taima de Lulav, Vahinu Taima de Megillah, it's because of the famous Gzeira de Rabbah that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, even though Midai Raisa, one is obligated to blow Shofar, but Yesh Koyach Biad Chachamim, Lakar, Dover, Minatoira, Beshev, Al Taisa, the Rabbanah have a right to tell you not to do even a mitzvah de Raisa. And this is one of the few times that we find that Chazal actually exercised that right. They said, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, stating that the Mishnah said that b'mikdash hayu toikin, that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofar. Incidentally, there's a major machloikis rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, what mikdash means. Rashi says mikdash means the Beis HaMikdash literally. The Rambam, as we're going to see later, held that mikdash doesn't mean the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it means Yerushalayim. And this is the Rambam l'shitasa in a few different places, where the Rambam says that when Chazal referred to mikdash, it means not the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it's referring to Yerushalayim. Either way, the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Nasi of the Jewish nation during that very critical time. And he made several takanas. One of his takanas were, Sheyu toikim b'chol makim sheyesh by Bezden. That now there's no Beis HaMikdash, now Yerushalayim is b'churbana, but at the same time, there should still be tkiya shofar b'chol makim sheyesh by Bezden. And then the Mishnah mentioned a machloikis tanoim as to what exactly the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was. Meaning, the way Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana was introduced was very straightforward. Shiyu toikim b'chol makim sheyesh by bezin. Rabbi Lazar commented, he said, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela b'yavne bilvad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't mean any place that there's a bezin, but rather he was talking specifically about Yavne. Amru loy, the Chachamim told Rabbi Lazar, no, Echad Yavne, the Echad Kol Makam Sheyesh by Mezen, that he didn't mean Dafka Yavne, but rather he meant any place Sheyesh by Mezen. So the first part of today's daf is going to discuss this takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Again, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was no Tkiya Shofar when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, outside of quote-unquote Mikdash. After the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. His takana was that kol makim sheyesh by Bezdin, there should be tkiyas. What exactly is kol makim sheyesh by Bezdin? That's a discussion in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Shchar beis HaMikdash, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'chulu, tanu rabbanan. The Gemara is going to begin with a braisa that's going to tell us a little bit of the rest of the story. How this takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually went into effect. Pamachas chol Rosh Hashanah liyos b'Shabbos. Once upon a time, Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. Fayu kol ha'orim miskansen. And everybody was congregating together. Amar lehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told them. Who's them? The B'nai B'Seira. So the B'nai B'Seira were from the G'dayli Adar, Rashi says. And they were the leaders of the Jewish people at the time. Now, if the B'nai B'Seira sound familiar, it's because they're also featured very, very prominently in Masechtas Pesach. The Gemara is discussing where Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and there was a discussion whether you should bring the Karban Pesach or you shouldn't bring the Karban Pesach. Over there, the one that was debating the B'nai B'Seira wasn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Rebbe Muvik. It was Hillel Hazakim. But either way, so Amar lehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the B'nai B'Seira. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told the B'nai B'Seira, Niska, let's blow Shofar. Amru loy, so they told him, Mechateisa, Nidain. Let's figure out first if you're allowed to blow shofar. It's so poshut that you're allowed to blow shofar. It's Shabbos now. I'm not so sure you're allowed to. Oh, that's Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. I told him niska. No, first let's blow shofar. And then afterwards we'll figure out what the halach is. Interesting. The Gemara says achas shetiku. After they blew shofar, amruloi. So they told him, okay, nidoin. Now let's sit down and let's figure out whether what we did was right. Amalhemi told him it's too late. Kvar nishma keren biyavna. They already blew shofar. It's interesting. We refer to it as the keren. But kvar nishma keren biyavna. The ain meshivin lachar ma'isa. Once Bezdin does something with such persomet, at that point, Rashi says, gnaihu. It would be a gnai if we're going to revoke what Bezdin did, because people will be mitzi las, and they're going to say that Bezdin didn't really know what they were doing. So Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai tricked the Bnei Beseira into this takana. Really, they wanted a dan de shayla, whether you're allowed to or whether you're not allowed to. What happened? Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai said, why are we going to debate it? First, let's do, and then afterwards, we'll ask for forgiveness. And they somehow went along with that, and as soon as they went along with that, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai said, it's already too late. So obviously this Gemara is Einoi Oimer Ela Dershuni. I saw Rabbi Ruvi Margolis in a Sefer Nitzoy Tzayar. He says, what was the machloikis between the Bnei Beseira and Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai? The Bnei Beseira said, you can't just blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. First, let's figure out if it's the right thing to do, and then afterwards we'll blow if we determine that's the thing to do. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai said, no. First you do. Afterwards you ask. That seems very sacrilegious. So Rabbi Ruvi Margolis said, beautiful. He said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, that when it comes to Dinei Dirabanan, if you have a suffix, you have a hunch, you have a tzad, that you're allowed to do whatever it is, but you're not 100% sure. So the Gemara says a very big chiddush. The Gemara says that when it comes to Dinei Dirabanan, you're allowed to do first and ask afterwards. It's a mefurish Gemara, and it's something that's brought down in Halacha. Then when it comes to the Rabbanans, there is such a concept of Avdinon Uvda, V'hadar Me'ayninon, Erevin Samach Zayin Amud Beis. So he said that was the shaila between the Bnei Beseira and between Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai held that the reason we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos is like the Maskanas HaGemara a few lines earlier. It's because of Gzeira Derabba. It's only a Din Derabbanan. If it's only a Din Derabbanan, we have a tzad now, maybe we could blow shofar. We're not 100% sure. Nu, alzeh nemar, Erevin Samach Zayin Amud Beis, b'derabbanan of Dinon Uvda v'hadar Me'ayninon. Because the whole list is an Issa Derabbanan. But what did the Bnei Beseira hold? The Bnei Beseira held like the Havamina in the Gemara. The Bnei Beseira held like the Yerushalmi and the Medrash that we spoke about, which is that the reason we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos is not merely Midrabanan, it's actually a Din Deiraisa. Because you have one pasuk that says Yoim Trua, you have another pasuk that says Zichron Trua. Zichron Trua means that there's no Tkiya shofar. So they held it's an Issa Deiraisa. It's Issa Deiraisa. Nidim Vachachach Nitka. First, we have to figure out if it's the right thing to do, and afterwards we'll be able to blow. So the machloik is between the Bnei Beseira and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Was the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, the Havamina of the Gemara and the Maskanas HaGemara. Is the reason we don't blow shofar because of Gzeira Derabba, it's only an Issa Derabbanan. It's an Issa Derabbanan. So that you have the Gemara. First you could do and afterwards you can ask. If the reason we don't blow shofar is an Issa Deraisa, obviously it wouldn't be something that you're allowed to do. Either way, so the Mishnah mentioned the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. We now know literally the rest of the story. And then the Gemara brought a Machlokes Tanaim as to what the exact nature of the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was. Amar Rabbi Loz. Rabbi Loz said in the Mishnah, Lo Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Ela Biyavna Bilvad. And then the Mishnah said, Amrulai, they told Rabbi Lazar, no, Echad Yavna, the Echad Kol Mokam Sheyesh Bei Bezdin. Now, when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like there's really two shitas. You have the Tanakama of the Mishnah, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Sheyiu Toikin, Bechol Mokam Sheyesh Bei Bezdin. Amr Rabbi Lazar, no, not Bechol Mokam, Ela Biyavna Bilvad. Amrulai, they defended, who's they? The Chachamim, the Tanakamo, then defending the initial position, and they're saying, no, not only Yavna, but rather Echad Yavna, the Echad Kol Mokam Sheyesh Bei Bezdin. But as we're about to see in the Gemara understands that the Amrulai is actually a third Shita. And there's not two Shitas in the Mishnah. Again, that would be the simple way of reading the Mishnah. But there's rather three Shitas. And if that's the case, freight the Gemara, Amrulai, Hainu Tanakamo. The Amrulai, the Mishnah, is the Tanakamo. Tanakamo said that Takon Riechem Azaka was Yutokim Echad Mokam Sheyesh Bei Bezdin. The Amrulai said the same thing, Echad Yavna. So it seems to be really two shittas that are three, which is a problem. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between the first shita and the third shita? So the Gemara says, it could be an ay beidina dakra. You have to say there's a nafkamina, and the nafkamina is, well, what would be if you have a beidina dakra? You have a temporary bezin, meaning bezdin, but they're not in their makam kavua. They're not in the place that they usually are. According to the Tanakhama, sheyu toikim mechamachim sheyesh by bezin, that's going to be okay. The Amrulai said what? Echad Yavne, the Echad Kom Makam Sheyesh by Bezdin. So Rashi explains that even the Chomakam Sheyesh by Bezdin, but it has to be Dumya di Yavne. And just like Yavne was the Makam Kavu of Bezdin during a certain point of history, we'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. Since so too that any other Bezdin that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said is okay, has to also be a bezin that it's makam kavua. But the point is, there's really three shittas in the Mishnah. The first shita is Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's takana was anywhere there's a bezin, you can blow a shofar. The second shita is Yavna, as if it has to be the bezin hagadol, the bezin that was in Yavna at that time, and wherever it would be at any point in history, that would be the bezin that can blow a shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. The Amrulai is essentially the sheet of the Tanakama. It doesn't have to be the bezin hagadol, but at the same time, it has to be Dumya de Yavna, in the sense that it has to be in its Mokoim Kavua, as opposed to a Bezdin that's an Akroi Ba'alma. That type of Bezdin would not be able to blow Shofar. Amrulai, Echad Yavna, the Echad Kol Mokoim Sheyesh by Bezdin. Zokti Gemara, Amr Rav Huna. So now we're already on the Amayuroim level. So there was a discussion as to what exactly the nature of the Takana was on the Tanom level. Three shitas. Now the Gemara is going to shift to see what the Amayuroim had to say about the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So we begin with Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Ve'im Bezdin. The only time Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said it's okay to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos is im bezdin, together with bezdin. So when it says, my im bezdin, what does that even mean? Bifnei bezdin, you have to be in the presence of bezdin. Lafuki shalei bifnei bezdin delay, as opposed to if you're not literally in the presence of bezdin. So maybe you're under the jurisdiction of bezdin, maybe you're in the general vicinity of bezdin, but you're not physically in the presence of chavrei bezdin. Rav Huna said the only time it's okay is if it's literally together with Bezdin. Masav Rava, Rava asked the Kasha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah concluded and said, Va'oid zois hoisi Yerushalayim yaser al Yavna. There was another Milo that Yerushalayim had over Yavna. Shekol ir shehiroi, any city that was able to see Yerushalayim. Vishnoimas was able to hear what was going on in Yerushalayim. Vikroiva, and it was close to Yerushalayim. Vichololava, you was able to go to Yerushalayim. Toiken, you were allowed to blow shayfarin. Ubi Yavna, but as it relates to Yavna, lehoyu toiken, ela bebezna bovat. So the Mishnah is describing a Milo that Yerushalayim had over Yavna. Now the truth is, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim what this even means. We're not going to go into this now, but at first glance, the Rishonim say, this Mishnah would seem to be a raya to the Rambam Shita. Because the Mishnah says that originally, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, you were allowed to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah fell on a Shabbos where? In the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made a Takana and said, Kol Mokum Sheyesh by Bezdin, or maybe only Yavna. And then the Mishnah says that even though when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a time you were allowed to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah fell on a Shabbos. After the Churban, because of Takanas, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, there was a time that when Rosh Hashanah fell on a Shabbos, you were allowed to blow Shofar. But there was a Maila that Yerushalayim had over Yavna. Because Yerushalayim, if as long as you could see Yerushalayim, you're even allowed to blow Shofar. But as it relates to Yavna, no, you had to physically be in Yavna, you had to be in the presence of the Bezdin of Yavna. Now, according to Rashi, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the only place you were allowed to blow Shofar was in the Beis HaMikdash. But Mikdash means literally the Mikdash. Now you're telling me that if you're able to see or hear or walk to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to blow? I thought you have to physically be in the Beis HaMikdash. Bishlami like the Rambam, that when the Mishnah says Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. So it's not just Yerushalayim. The definition of Yerushalayim is expanded very broadly as it relates to the Salacha. But according to Rashi, even Yerushalayim, you weren't allowed to blow Shofar. So if you can't blow Shofar in Yerushalayim, how is it possible that the Mishnah says any place that you can see and hear and feel and smell Yerushalayim, that would be enough to allow you to blow Shofar? So this is something that the Rishonim deal with. But either way, Masav Rav. So Rav asked the Kasha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'oizai sa'is Yerushalayim yaseir al Yavna. There was another Maila that Yerushalayim had over Yavna. Now, what's the obvious Kasha? We spoke this out when we learned the Mishnah. May V'oizai's. V'oizai's sounds like this is an additional difference. Now, Ilei Mekedektani, is the V'oizai's what the Mishnah says? Meaning that in Yerushalayim, as long as you're within proximity, that's enough. But in Yavna, you have to physically be there. If that's what the Mishnah is referring to, Netzai's me by Ilei. Then the Mishnah should have said Zeis, because it's not a second Maila, it's the one and only Maila. So why does it say Va'oid Zeis? Elamai, it's clear, says the Gemara, that there is some other difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne. El, the Yerushalayim toiken Yechidim. Must be the difference is as follows. Or, that Yerushalayim, even Yechidim were allowed to blow. Ubi Yavne toiken Yechidim. But in Yavne, only Bezdin blew. Meaning, in Yerushalayim, even a Yachid was allowed to blow Shayfer. In Yavne, the Yachid wasn't allowed to. But the Gemara says, is that true? Ubi Yavne toiken Yechidim. Vachyas, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, when Yitzchak bar Yosef came, Amar, he said, Kimisayim Shlichu Dizabur to Kibi Yavne. When the Shlich Tzibur would stop blowing Shayfer in Yavne, Leishama Inish Kol Unye. A person couldn't hear Mikol Tikuya Di Yechidai. Because there were so many Yechidim that were blowing shofar. For whatever reason, they were doing this. But after davening, everyone pulled out their shofar and everybody started blowing. And this is when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and this is in Yavne. Elamites, clear that even in Yavne, as long as you're Bifnei Bezdin, even the Yachah was allowed to blow shofar. It's not only Bezdin was allowed to blow shofar, even the Yachah was allowed to. So again, so what's the difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne? The Mishnah mentions a difference, but the Mishnah says it's an oitzos, it's like a second difference, clearly implying that there's a first. Elalav, so we're trying to back into a difference. Maybe the difference is the Yerushalayim, Toikim Meim Bezman Bezin, Meim Shaloi Bezman Bezin. Maybe in Yerushalayim you were allowed to blow, whether it was Bezman Bezin or whether it's Shaloi Bezman Bezin. Zman Bezin, Rashi says, is up until Chatzos, up until 6 hours into the day. That's when Bezin used to convene, and that's when you would be allowed to blow. Ubi Yavne Bezman Bezin, Shaloi Bezman Bezin, Loi Bezin. As it relates to Yavne, Bezman Bezin would be allowed to blow, Shaloi Bezman Bezin not. Now, if that's what the Mishnah means, and again, the Mishnah didn't say that, we're trying to figure out what this other difference is between Yerushalayim and Yavne. So maybe the difference is Zman Bezin. But Hub Zman Bezin, Mi Yotoykin Vafilu Shaloi Bifnei Bezin. But if that's what it means, it's that would suggest. And in Yavne, there was a Tanai that it had to be Bezman Bezdin. But it doesn't sound like it has to be Bifnei Bezdin. And if that's the case, it's a Kashan Ravuna. Ravuna said that the only time Rabbi Yechim Azaki was Masakin, they were allowed to blow Shofar, if it's in Bezdin, it's not true. It has to be Bezman Bezdin. It doesn't have to be Bifnei Bezdin. Where does it say that it has to be Bezman Bezdin? Nowhere. But at the same time, the Mishnah says, Va'oid Zoyis, there was another Ma'il Yerushalayim out of Yavne. Clearly implying there was one. What's that one? Yerushalayim needs the Nafkamina is Zman Bezdin. But it sounds like the only Yerushalayim doesn't need Zman Bezdin and Yavne does need Zman Bezdin. But it sounds like as long as it's Zman Bezdin, it doesn't have to be Bifnei Bezdin. But it says, Loi, maybe that's not what the Va'od Zoy says. You know what the other difference is? Ilibi Yerushalayim, Toikim Beim Bifnei Bezdin, Ben Shalai Bifnei Bezdin, Ubi Yavne, Bifnei Bezdin, and Shalai Bifnei Bezdin, Loi. You're telling me there's another Maile Yerushalayim has over Yavne? There's a Kula, or look at it as a Chumra in Yavne versus Yerushalayim, maybe it's Kufa, what Rafuna is saying. In Yerushalayim, you didn't have to be Bifnei Bezin, and Yavne, you did have to be Bifnei Bezin, and if that's the difference, then it would actually support Rafuna. Meaning, we're just saying, you see clearly, there is some sort of Chumrah in Yavne that you don't have in Yerushalayim. We thought maybe it's Zman Bezin, and if that's the case, it's Mashma, it's not Bifnei Bezin, because the only Kpeda is Zman Bezin. It's a Kashan Rafuna, so the Gemara says, who said that's what it is? Maybe it's Bifnei Bezin, and if it's Bifnei Bezin, not only is it not a kasha to Ravuna, but to the contrary, it actually supports Ravuna. There's an ikdamasti in our sugya, and some had a mesira that Ravuna didn't comment on our Mishnah, but rather he was commenting on something completely different. The pasuk says, "B'yema kipurim taviru shayfer b'chol artzachem." This pasuk is describing Yovel. On Yovel, there was also tkiyah shayfer. In fact, the whole mekart that tkiyah shayfer on Rosh Hashanah is from Yovel. Taviru just says zichrein through a yom through, it never says shayfer. We know shayfer from Yovel. So on Yom Kippur, taviru shayfer b'chol artzachem. And we learn from Hishkol Yach v'Yachel Chayv Latkaya. The Lashon Rabbim b'chol artzachem teaches us that it wasn't only Bezin that used to blow shayfer on Yovel Yom Kippur, but rather every yachid, every shul, they used to blow shofar. Amar Rav Huna said on that for Imbezdin. So Rav Huna's comment of Imbezdin in the Ikkei D'Masi is not on our Mishnah. It's not discussing the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but rather it's discussing the halacha of Yovel. The Gemara says, "My Imbezdin." What does it mean for Imbezdin? Bizman Bezdin. So in the Ikkei D'Masi, the Gemara says that the Imbezdin means Bizman Bezdin. In the first Lishna, Imbezdin meant Bifnei Bezdin. In the second Lishna means Bizman Bezdin. Lafuke Shaloi Bizman Bezdin. As opposed to, if somebody wants to blow shofar, Shaloi Bizman Bezdin, after 6 hours into the day, that's not going to be okay. Masiv Rava, Rav Estakasha, Tkias Yovel, that's the Vilna Gaon's Girsa, Tkias Yovel, Doiches Shabbos, Bigvulin, Ish Ubeisai. The Tkias on Yovel with Doiches Shabbos, meaning the Tkias of Yovel, which were always on Rosh Hashanah, which was always on Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, it would be Doiches Shabbos as well. And this is true, Bigvulin, even outside of the jurisdiction of Bezdin, Ish Ubeisai. Interesting words. My Ish Ubeisai. Ilem Ish Veishtoi doesn't mean a man and a woman, husband and wife, they both have an obligation to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, Yovel. It's a mechaiva. Is that possible? For mitzvah saseh shasman garami. If there's ever been a mitzvah saseh shasman garami, this is it. It's once in 50 years. The whole mitzvah saseh shasman garami, noshim peturais. Elalav. So what does it mean, Ish ubeisai. It's not ish ubeisai, but rather ish bibeisai. A man can do it in his own house. Not ubeisai with his wife, as in beisai zuishtai, but bibeisai, push it inside his abode. Vafilu shleibis mambezin. And if that's the case, it sounds like you do it even shleibis mambezin, because if you're doing it bibeisai, what, there's a rule of when you're allowed to do it? So you see clearly, I mean, not clearly, but this definitely is some sort of mucker, maybe, that when you're allowed to blow shofar on Yovel, Shechaliyos, Beshabbos, Yom Kippur, you can do it even Shalei Bezman Bezin. Because if it's ish Bebesai, it sounds like you're not Meshubit to this man. Bezin, the man says, Loi, it's not Mochach, Loi, Lom Bezman Bezin. Maybe it is Bezman Bezin. Mas Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks a different kasha. Shavah Yovel, the Rosh Hashanah, the Tkiyo, the Brachas. Yovel is Shavah to Rosh Hashanah. We know this. To Tkiyos and to Brachas. Elo, but there is a difference. Shavah Yovel, Toikin, Bein Bebezin, Shekichu Bayas HaChaydish. Yovel, you're allowed to blow in a Bezin, whether it's the Bezin that was Makadish HaChaydish, or Bein Bebezin, Shloi Kichu Bayas HaChaydish. Even if it's not the Bezin that was Makadish HaChaydish. Yachav, Yachav, Chay Lut Goya. Not just that. Every Yachin is Chay of Lut Goya. Uber Rosh Hashanah, Loi Hoya Toikin, Elo Bebezin. But in Rosh Hashanah, they used to only blow with a Beznin that was Mekadosh L'Chaydish. Additionally, the Brisa says, V'inkol Yochav Yochav Chayil L'Tkoy. But every Yochid is not obligated to blow Shnaifas. The Gemara says, my inkol Yochav Yochav Chayil L'Tkoy. What does it mean when we say that every Yochid is not obligated? Ilim, the B'yevel Toikin Yechid, Rosh Hashanah Toikin Yechid. It doesn't mean literally that one of the differences between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah is on Yovel, every Yochid has to blow Shofar, but on Rosh Hashanah, not. It's not true. V'kiyos Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar. We just said this earlier. Ki havim esayim shlichet yitzibur t'kiyos b'yavnin. When the shlich tzibur finished davening at Yavnin, l'shama inish kol unyim, mikol t'kiyot yichidai. You couldn't even hear the person next to you talking because it was so noisy because everybody was blowing Shofar. Elolav. So what must this mean? The ilu b'yovel Toikin bein bezman bezin bein shaloi bezman bezin ube Rosh Hashanah bezman bezin in shaloi bezman bezin loi. So there's some difference over here being mentioned the braisa between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. And again, the spirit of this whole Gemara that we're learning is that we have braises that we don't really understand 100%, and we're just trying to back in to figure something out and maybe ask Akasha, maybe not ask Akasha. But either way, so we have a difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. We don't know what it is. Maybe this is the difference. Yovel, you can blow Bein Bezman Bezin, Bein Shalem Bezman Bezin, but Rosh Hashanah Bezman Bezin, and Shalem Bezman Bezin. Now, if that's what it means, the Ketanim is, but Yovel Bein Bezman Bezin, Bein Shalem Bezman Bezin. It's Akasha and Ravuna. Ravuna said the only time you let it blow Yovel is Bizman Bezdin, im Bezdin, which means Bizman Bezdin, you see from the Brisa, not the way. So the Gemara says, it's not true, you don't see anything from the Brisa. Loi, 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 Bizman Bezdin. Maybe really everything has to be Bizman Bezdin. So what's the difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah? There's some difference going on over here. What is it? V'hachik tani b'yovel Bizman Bezdin, toikin bein b'fnei Bezdin, bein shaloi b'fnei Bezdin. The difference is b'fnei Bezdin. B'Rosh Hashanah, toikin Bizman Bezdin, u b'fnei Bezdin. The difference is going to be that on Yovel it doesn't have to be b'fnei Bezdin. On Rosh Hashanah, it has to be b'fnei Bezdin. But as it relates to Zman Bezdin, everybody agrees it has to be Zman Bezdin. Itmar nami, Omer Abchi Bar Gamda, Omer Rabbi Yosef Ben Shaul, Omer Rebbe. As it relates to this last halacha, in Toikin, Elo Kozman She Bezdin Yoishvin. The only time you're allowed to blow Shofar on Yovel is Kozman She Bezdin Yoishvin. Boy, Rab Zeir. Rab Zeir asked the Shaila. Ninaru Lamay Veloy Amdu Mao. So you want to know what Zman Bezdin is, or more, Kozman She Bezdin physically Yoishvin. What would be if Bezdin got up to leave, but they didn't really get up? So Ninaru Lamay, they're preparing themselves to stand up, but they didn't physically stand up. So is that considered Bezdin Yoishvin or not? Mao Bezdin Yoishvin Bina Vayika. But Mao said they're still sitting. Idum is Man Bezdin Bina Vayika. They're getting ready. They're picking all their stuff up. They close the Svarim. They're sitting, literally, but they're not really sitting. So what's Nalacha? And the Gemara says Teiku. So just to recap, not verbatim, what we just did. So the Gemara brought a memra from Rafuna the Amira that said, as it relates to the Akonas of Reichem and Zakai, that Meshachar Beis HaMikdash should blow Shofar, calls Mokoyim, Shnei Yesh, Boy Bezdin, or maybe only in Yavna, but it's only V'im Bezdin. And what does V'im Bezdin mean? It means B'fnei Bezdin. The Gemara then brought another Lishna that, no, Rav Huna was never commenting on this mission. He was never discussing Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. He was commenting on Hilchas Yovel. Yovel, they used to also blow Shofar. And he made the comment for Im Bezdin. And by the way, you know what Im Bezdin means in the second Lishna? Doesn't mean Bifnei Bezdin? That's not true. Because really, wherever you were allowed to blow Shofar. What it means is Bizman Bezdin. It had to be done during the earlier part of the day, which is the time that Bezdin used to convene. Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'oidzois hoisi Yerushalayim Yaseir al-Yavnin. There was another Maila that Yerushalayim had over Yavnin. Shekol Irshi Yeroya. Any city that was able to see Yerushalayim. V'shoimas, you can hear
hear Yerushalayim. V'krayvi v'chayla lava, it's close enough, you can come to Yerushalayim. Toikin, you're allowed to blow shayfa. So the Gemara says, Raya, when we say any city that can see Yerushalayim, Pratli Yeshev is Menach, as opposed to if this city is in a valley, so you have a village that's deep in a valley, it's close to Yerushalayim, but you can't see it. Shemas, what does Shemas mean? Pratli Yeshev is Berei Shahar, as opposed to if it's on top of a mountain where it's just too far away to hear. You're close, but you can't hear. Krayva, Pratli Yeshev is Chutz L'Tchum. Krayva means, as opposed to if you're outside the Tchum, V'yechayla Lavoi, Pratli Mafzik L'Nahara, you're close, as opposed to if you're separated by some sort of Nahar. Zok, the Mishnevaita. So we're going to return to the first part of the Daf in the raid, but we have a whole second and third part of the Daf to learn. So this next Mishnah and the Mishnah after that are both classics, and these are both Mishnayos that we've spoken a lot about in the past. Berishoina says the Mishnah, Hayalulav Nito B'Mikta Shiva. It used to be that Dalet Minim were taken in the Beis HaMikdash, Midday Raisa, 7 days, Ube Medina Yoimechad, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash, only 1 day. What's the makar to this? Psukim in the Torah. It says, Ulakachtam Lechem B'Yoim Harishoim, Priyay Tzadar, Kapas Tamar, Manafitz Ovois, Varvi Nachal, which teaches us that the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, Midday Raisa, is only 1 day. It also says in the Torah, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alekechem Shavas Yomim. And Chazal had a Mesoira that Usmachtam means Simcha through the Nanuim, Simcha through the Dalaminim, which means there's a mitzvah of Dalaminim 7 days. How do you reconcile this very blatant contradiction? Ulakachtem lechem b'yom rishon is outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem, when you're in the presence of the Shechinah, then it's Shnivas Yom. That's what the Mishnah says. So b'rishon, it used to be that the lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash 7 days. Ubemedina yom echad. Why? Psukim in the Torah. Shchar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskar Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh. Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh made a takana, sheyehe lulav nito b'medina shiva, that the lulav should be taken in the Medina 7 days, zecher l'mikdash, as a zecher to the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash after the Churban. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh wanted people to remember once upon a time there was an idea of usmachtam lefnei Hashem alekechem shivas yamim. So to reinstate that, to make a zecher for it, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh said we should take the Dalet Minim for 7 days, even the Gvulin, which is of course our minig, and this is what it's based off of. Additionally, he said, v'sheyehe yoim hanaf kuloi aser, that the day of that the Karban Omer used to be brought, all the Tfuah HaChadasha should be Aser, and this is something that the Gemara is going to get into. So says the Gemara, Uminolon da Avdinon Zechel HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh made a Takana Zechel HaMikdash that you should take the Dalet Minim all 7 days. So the Gemara says, what's the Makar that you're supposed to make a Zechel HaMikdash to Amakra? It's learned out from the following Pasuk, a Pasuk in Yirmiyo. Ki ala aruchalach umimakoy sayach erpoich na umashem, ki nidacha karulach tzioin hi doirish ein la. So Yirmiyo says, Tzion here. We're dealing with Tzion and Dairish Einla. Nobody is being Dairish Tzion. And the Gemara says, Michlal Dabay Drisha. You see from here that Tzion requires Drisha. And that's how Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh knew that we have to do things as a Zechel HaMikdash to fulfill what Yirmiyahu HaNavi was referring to when he said, Tzion he Dairish Einla. Michlal Dabay Drisha. So we're not going to talk about this now, but Baruch Hashem, we have a related raid bite. And this is from Masechta Sukkah. The name of the raid bite is Mourning and Yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. It was a beautiful two dinim from Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik to answer Akasha from this Gemara that we just learned to a Gemara in the end of Perek Cheskes HaBatnim Ayin Sham. The Mishnah continued and said, V'sheyehe yoim hanaf kuloi asa. So there's a little bit of a background for this, and really the brief introduction to the next part of the daf is that we know midday rice, so you're not allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaChadosha until a carbon was brought. That carbon is the carbon oimer. It was a carbon mincha soimer, and it was matted the Tfuah HaChadasha. Now, the carbon oimer was brought on Tez Zayin Nisan. That's the day that it was brought. So on Tez Zayin Nisan, there was a carbon that was brought, the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, and there was a tremendous simcha, and that was matted the Yidden to be able to eat from the Tfuah HaChadasha. Now, what happens if there's no Beis HaMikdash? So if there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara is going to get into it right now, but the shorter answer would be that Heyer Pnei Mizrach, as soon as the sun rises on Tez Hayin Nisan, at that point, you would already allow to be to eat from the Tfuah HaChadasha. No, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Yidden knew that moving forward, Tez Hayin Nisan, that's when they're going to be able to eat from the Tfuah HaChadasha. There's no Karben Mincha, we're not going to have the Simcha of the Minchas HaOmer. So regretfully, There's going to be no carbon. First thing in the morning, you'll be allowed to eat from the Tfuah Chadash. B'yechem Zakai came, he made a takana. He said, Sheyehe yoim hanafku loyasa. No, it's not the way it's going to be. That day, the entire day, it's going to be asr to eat from the Tfuah Chadash. The Gemara says, my time. Why did he make that takana? So he said as follows, Meheir yibana beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash is going to be built meheir. V'yoimru, and people are going to say, the year that the beis hamikdash is built, ishtaki, last year, when there was no beis hamikdash, milo yechalno beheir mizruch, didn't we eat from the Tfuah Chadash first thing in the morning? Nu achshav nami nechel. Let's do the same thing. V'yadi, but they're not going to remember. Last year there was no carbon oimer, and because there was no carbon oimer, heir mizrach hitter. So therefore, heir mizrach was already matter. But hashad ikka oimer, now there's a carbon oimer matter. Now the oimer is matter. So Rabbi Yechem Zakeh was concerned, meheir yibana beis hamikdash, and then people will now be bound by not being able to eat from the Tfuah Chadash until the carbon oimer is brought. Now for years, they hadn't been doing that. So they're accustomed to eating from the Tfuah Chadash right away when they wake up on Tezayin Nisan. Now there's a carbon, I'm not allowed to do that anymore. So Rabbi Yechem and Zakai said, don't ever eat from the Tfuah Chadash on the 16th day. Like this, you're never going to have this problem. So the Gemara says, the Mivni Emas. Rabbi Yechem and Zakai said, Neheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, there's a concern that maybe people will Chalila end up eating Chadash before the carbon oimer was brought. What's the specifics of how this may play itself out? Gemara says, Ilei Medivni B'Shitzner, is Rabbi Yechem and Zakai addressing a case where the Beis HaMikdash is built on the 16th day of Nisan, which would explain why no one knows about it, but it's on the 16th day of Nisan, Reheir Mizrach, the first thing in the morning, before the Beis HaMikdash was built on Tezayin Nisan, at that point Hitter was already Mut. El Divni B'Chames, maybe it was built on the 15th day of Nisan. Me Chatzoysa Yom Elohan Tishri, they should be able to eat at least till after Chatzoysa. Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Rechoykim Mutar Me Chatzoysa Yom. People that lived far away from Yerushalayim, so they didn't really know when the carbon oimer was brought. So how are they supposed to know? They didn't make shluchim, they didn't have torches. What they did was, they waited until Chatzoys, and once Chatzoys came, they knew it's okay. Lefish Ein Bez Nemes Atzlan Boy. Kayanim is reason, hey, this is the inverse. Ain beznim is atzlim boy, and as a result, they're not atzelim, so you don't have to be worried. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, if you want to make a gzera, make the gzera that it should be aser until chatzos. Because meheir yibana beis hamikdash, at that point from chatzos on, you'll be able to eat from it. So the Gemara says, nitzricha, no. The concern was, the ivni bechameis samach l'shkia zachamah. Maybe it's going to be built on the 15th day, samach l'shkia, inamid ivni belaylo, or maybe it's going to be built at night. If it be built at that time, it could be by the next morning, they're not going to have enough time to get everything in order to bring the carbon oimer, and therefore they may have no choice but to bring it after Chatzos, and that's where this issue is going to become. So it's true, ordinarily, once Chatzos happens, it's fair to assume that Beis Din already took care of business, and they already brought the carbon oimer, but that's when it's Shonim Kitikunam. But what happens if the Beis HaMikdash is literally built the night before? So now, could be, they didn't get around to it. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said, what will be if the Beis HaMikdash is built when? Bechamesar? And as a result, then we can run into issues. He's made a takon and he said, Shinyehe yoim hanaf kula yasar. Nachem Yitzchak Amar, he said a different shan, Rabbi Yechem Zakeh's takon. Rabbi Yechem Zakeh, Shita is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechem Zakeh was going in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a Shita at Etzem Ayyim Azeh. It says in the Torah, now let it eat from Chadosh at Etzem Ayyim Azeh. Velechem, the Koli, the Karmel, the Seichlu at Etzem Ayyim Azeh. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? The Kasavar ad the ad bichlau. He holds ad v'ad bichlau, which means ad itzuma yishol. You're not allowed to eat the entire day. Meaning, the reason Rabbi Yechem Zakeh said she yehe yoyim enef kule yaser is not a psnu chiddush of a takana. He held that that's really the din, because he holds that it's also to eat the whole day. Meaning, we started off the Gemara that when there's no carbon oimer, when are you allowed to eat from the chadash? Hey, your mizrach, first thing in the morning. Not everybody agrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, ad etzem ayyim azeh, ad v'ad b'chal, you have to wait until the end of the day. Rabbi Yechem Zakeh also held, you have to wait until the end of the day. And it's based on that. Rabbi Yechem Zakeh said, she yehe yoyim enef, kule yasem. But the Gemara says, one second. There's a few things that we have to unpack here. Number one, does Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh really hold a Rabbi Yehuda van Miflik Polagala? It's a Mishnah, it's mash where they argue. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Shabbos, Samik, the Shishkrim Yechanan Zakeh, Shinyehe Yoim Henef Kuloy Aser. Yechanan Zakeh made the Takana, Shinyehe Yoim Henef Kuloy Aser. Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Valimina Toiru Aser. The Chsivat, that's my Yem Azeh. Rabbi Yehuda clearly argued that Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Rabbi Yechanan Zakeh, this is a Takana, it's not a Takana, it's Aser Midei Raisa. So the Gemara says, no, Hasan Rabbi Yehuda was making a mistake in what Rabbi Yechanan Zaka held. Iu Savar, Iu thought Rabbi Yechaman Zaka Midrabbanan Kamar. Rabbi Yechaman Zaka met Midrabbanan. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda was arguing with Rabbi Yechaman Zaka. But the Gemara says, Veloy, it's not true. Midai Raisa Kamar. Rabbi Yechaman Zaka really met Midai Raisa. He met Midai Raisa. And the reason Rabbi Yechaman Zaka said, Yoyman Efkula Yasser, it's simply because Midai Raisa, that's what he held. So the Gemara asks another Kasha, Veho Hiskin Kutani. How can you tell me Rabbi Yechaman Zaka held Midai Raisa? You're not allowed to eat from the Tfuah Hadasha when there's no carbon omer the entire day. What's Rabbi Yechaman Zaka's Lashon? His lashon was v'sheyehe yoyim enef kula yaser, which is referring back to the takonos of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. His skin, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, sheyehe lulav nitav b'dinah shiva zeichel mikdash v'sheyehe yoyim enef kula yaser. He's clearly saying it's aser because of a takono. So how could you tell me he holds that it's really midday raisa? So the Gemara says a chiddush. My hiskin. What does hiskin mean? Dorash v'hiskin. Rashi. Dorash lohem amikra. The hiskin sheyinagu iser. The takana wasn't the halacha. The takana was get used to doing it this way. But really, the makar to what he was saying wasn't the rabbanon. It wasn't a takana, but rather it was the iraisa. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in our Mishnah made two takanas. The first takana was that you should take dalad minim begvulin 7 days, even though midday rice it's only 1 day, but Zeichel HaMikdash additionally made a second takana, which means that now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be no Karban Omer. As a result, the entire 16th day of Nisan, you shouldn't be able to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. And the Gemara has two pshatim in terms of understanding Pashut, what that second takana was. The first one's Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai held a really midday rice, a Heir Pnei Mizrach, once it's 16 in the morning. At that point, you're ready to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. He was just worried that Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and as a result, people are not going to know that they have to wait until after the carbon because they're used to doing it a different way, and as a result, you may end up with a problem. He was worried the Beis HaMikdash will be built mamish at night, first thing in the morning. That's what his concern was. Inami, the Gemara says, it could be Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai never meant it as a takana. Really, he did meant it midday raisa because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that holds that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Yoim Henef, Kulei Asa, the whole day is Asa midday raisa. Because it says in the Torah, Nal Yid, that's my Yoim Hazeh, Ad V'Ad B'chlal, meaning you have to wait until the end of the day. As it relates to the Mishnah, the juxtaposition between these two takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so we have a related raid bite about that as well, the epic encounter between Rav Moshe Bezalel, who was the brother of the Imre Emes, and the Brisker Rav. To answer Tosfos Kasha, the name of the rabbi is giving hope to a nation. Zok the Mishnah Weitner. Barishoyna. The olden days, Hoyim Mekablin Eidas HaChodesh Kolayim. So we're going to revisit the laws of Eidas HaChodesh, albeit very, very briefly. So it used to be that when Bezin was Mekadosh HaChodesh Al Piriya, so they would be Mekabel Eidas the entire day, meaning on the 30th day, that's the first day that it could possibly be Rosh Chodesh, day 30 from the previous Rosh Chodesh. So the whole day they would sit around waiting for Eidim to show up. Pamachas, what happened one time was, Neshtau Eidim Ilavi. The Eidim came very late. Then Eskalklu HaLeviim Bashir, and the Leviim ended up singing the wrong shir, meaning they didn't realize that it was Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says. And because of that, they ended up messing up with the Shira. Therefore, Hiskinu, Chachamei Takana, Shloyu, Mekablin, Ela Adam Mincha. That moving forward, you should not be Mekabel from the Edim up until after the Zman HaMincha. I mean, up until Mincha, you're good. After Mincha, you can. Now, what happens when Bo Edim and HaMincha Ulamayla? What would be if Edim would show up and HaMincha Ulamayla? Noyegin Oysoi Hayoim Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh. Then they would treat that day as being Kodesh, and they would treat the next day as being Kodesh as well. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh, Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh made a takana, Shinu Mekablin Edis HaKodesh Kol HaYoim. You should be Mekabel Edis HaKodesh the whole day. And I think we're going to leave really this Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara for tomorrow. It's a whole different sugya. We have a lot of rate to get to. So we're going to exhale, make believe that never happened, and revisit the first part of the daf, which discussed the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyiu Toiken Bechol Mokoim, Sheyesh Boy Besdin. So again, the Mishnah said, Yontif Shirash Hashanah Shechalias Beshabbos B'miktash Hayu Toiken Avaloi B'medin. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made a takana. His takana was, Sheyiu toikim b'chol mokim sheyesh by bezdin. And then the Mishnah mentioned the machloikis tanoim as to what exactly the takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was. And even though from reading the Mishnah, it sounds like there were two shittas, but really, after going through the Gemara, it's mavur that there were three shitas. The first shita in the Mishnah was that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana was that komakim sheyesh by bezdin you blow shofar. The second shita was no komakim sheyesh by bezdin Yavna. What was unique about Yavna? Yavna is where the bezdin hagadol was when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made the takana. In other words, it has to be the bezdin. It has to be the Sanhedrin. It's that type of bezdin. Any other bezdin? No way. And then the Mishnah brought a third shita that said that it doesn't have to be Yavna, but it has to be Dum Yudah Yavna. It has to be a Bezdin, but only a Bezdin Kavua. And if it's going to be an Akroi Baalma, whatever exactly that means, that type of Bezdin won't be able to blow. The Gemara also discussed this halacha and the primary halacha that came out from the Gemara is Amar Rafuna. Rafuna said the Im Bezdin, that it's not enough that it's Bezdin, it has to be with Bezdin. Maiva im Bezdin. What it means is Bifnei Bezdin. But the bottom line is, the short version, in one word, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana after the Churban that Bifnei Bezdin, you're allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's Yodua that in the year 1881, there was a tremendous tumult in Eretz Yisrael about trying to reinstate the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The tumult began by one of the great gedolim of the time, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger was a Presburger Yid. He was a Talmud Muvik of the Ksav Sofer. He had gone to Eretz Yisrael in the year 1870, and about 10 years later, he decided that he wanted to reinstate what essentially is a Mishnah, and that is the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that if you're in the presence of Bezdin, you should be able to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Needless to say, this was very controversial, and there were many, many gedolim of the time that got involved. Some held that Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger is correct. Others held that this is not something that you're allowed to do. And really, in order to understand this whole tumult that went on, we have to take a little bit of a step backward, and we have to just be ma'ayin in the Rishonim. Very, very simple. Just be ma'ayin in the Rishonim a little bit to understand where this even comes from. So the Mishnah said, the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that kol mokem sheyesh by bezdin, you're allowed to blow shofar. And we saw there's three shitas. The first and the third shita are very, very similar, which is, it just has to be a bezdin. Nafkamina is, if it's an akroi. Does it have to be a bezdin kavur? Does it not have to be a bezdin kavur? Rabbi Loza said, no, it's not just any bezdin. It has to be the bezdin of Yavna. Bezdin of Yavna was the bezdin agadol. So here's the question. According to the chalkim on Rabbi Loza, according to the chachamim in the Mishnah, and the Amrulay of the Mishnah, that it doesn't have to be Yavna, but it's echad Yavna, the echad komakim sheyesh by bezdin. So what's the definition, what's the criteria of that bezdin? Are there criteria? And if so, what is it? So if you take a look at Rashi in the Sugya, Rashi says, right away in the Mishnah, that even the Chachamim that disagreed with Rabbi Lazar and held that it didn't have to be the bezdin agadol, but they agreed that it had to be a chashav a bezdin. And what's the definition of a chashav a bezdin? It had to be a bezdin shal esrim v'shloisha. It had to be a bezdin that was made up of 23 members, also known in the vernacular as the Sanhedrin Kitana. So it's true, it didn't have to be the Sanhedrin agadol, it didn't have to be the bezdin agadol, but at the same time, it had to be the bezdin that has the authority to paskin dinei nefashes. It had to be a chashav of Bezdin, and had to, at the very least, be the Sanhedrin Ketana. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Beis and Hilcha Shofar, in his Yad Chazaka, so the Rambam is very, very mayrich when he describes what this Bezdin had to be. But some of the things that the Rambam says is that it had to be a Bezdin that was made up of smuchen, made up of people that had smicha. Now, smicha doesn't mean that somebody took a faher on Yerideya and Chashamishpat and he became a Yerah Yerah Yadin Yadin. Smicha, when the Rambam is referring to it, means that a dying got smicha from someone that got smicha, from someone got smicha, from someone that got smicha, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is something that unfortunately we don't have as man as that. Now, the truth is, it's Yodua that the Rambam has a shita where the Rambam said that it is possible for a person to get smicha bizman hazeh. That was the whole tumult with the Mari Bei Rav and with the Anusim, the Megar Shei Sfarad, and the Maral Bach. This is something we've spoken about in the past. It's very much not Mekoy Moy Laharich. But the point is, the Rambam says, number one, you would need Chavrei HaBezdin that are smuchen, that have real smicha. Not just that, the Rambam throws in a line, and the Rambam says that it has to be the Bezdin that was Mekadesh the Chodesh. And the Kesef Mishnah struggles a little bit to understand what the Rambam means, but he seems to think that the Rambam is saying that it has to be a Bezdin that physically was Mekadesh the Chodesh. Which means that if you have a Bezdin, doesn't matter how chashuv the Bezdin is, if they were not Mekadesh the Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah, remember. So if today they weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh, so it's not Negeya, they would not be able to blow Shofar. So Rashi Shita is that what was the definition of being a Bezdin to be included in the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? It had to be a Bezdin that was made up of 23 members, also known as a Sanhedrin Ketan. The Rambam says, no, it doesn't have to be 23, but at the same time, it has to be a Bezdin Chashuv. Rambam says you need Smuchin. The Rambam says maybe it has to even be the Bezdin that was Mekadosh L'Chodesh. So the truth is that based on Rashi's definition of Bezdin, and based on the Rambam's definition of Bezdin, this initiative, this ambition to maybe be able to blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos Bezman Hazeh, based on really a Mishnah that Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would seem to be dead on arrival. Why? We don't have a Sanhedrin Ketana, we don't have a Bezin Shalchav Gimel today, and we don't have Smuchim, and we don't have a Bezin that was Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al Piriyah. So based on that, it wouldn't be Negeh. So what's even the Havamina to be able to do something like this? It's based on a third Shita in the Sugya, and it's the Shita of Reb Alphus, the Shita of the Rif. The Rif, in his Pirish on this Gemara, brings a very, very short version of the Halacha L'maisa. Mishichara Beis HaMikdash, says the Rif. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, V'im Bezdin, my im Bezdin, says the Rif, Bifnei Bezdin, Lafuke Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin Deloi. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Chibar Gamda, Amar Rav Yesi Ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Ein Toikin Elokol Zman, She Bezdin Yoishven. So the Rif brings the Gemara, and he brings the Memra of Rav Huna. The Bal Hamor, who wrote a very famous commentary on the Rif, he's matmi on the Rif. He says, we know the Rif didn't bring any halachas that weren't halacha l'maisa. The Rif didn't bring any hilchas l'mashicha. The Rambam brought hilchas l'mashicha. That's why the Rambam has on kachim, hilchas klei ha-mikdash, hilchas beis ha-pchira, hilchas psuli ha-mikdashim. He has all the laws of tumah v'tahir, hilchas paraduma, all these things that are really not negeya b'zman hazeh. Because the Rambam brought everything. But the Rif, like the Shulchan Aruch, only brings halachas that are negeya. The Rif doesn't bring any hilchas l'mashicha. The Balamar, what's the Rif bringing this halacha for? The Rif is bringing Rav Huna's halacha as if it's Negeya? Who's blowing Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos? And says the Balamar, the only time you can blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos is when, like Rashi said, if you have a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel. Today you don't have a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel anyways, so the Balamar was matmi on the Rif. He says, doesn't understand why he brought it. Oh, but what's the Teretz? Zogin the Rishonim. The Teretz is, the Rif obviously held it is Negeya. The Rif obviously held it is Shaykh. You know why? Because the Rif learned the Mishnah Kepshutai. The Rif said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you're allowed to blow Shofar, kol makom sheyesh by Bezdin. It doesn't say any stipulations. There's no mention of a Bezdin Shachav Gimel. There's no mention anywhere of Smuchin. You don't need a Bezdin that was Mekadosh, the Chodesh Al Piri, and Mechateisi. Rashi said that. I hear. The Rambam said it, Peseda. The Rif's not Meshubit to Rashi, it's not Meshubit to the Rambam. The Rif didn't see it anywhere in the Gemara. And that's why when the Rif brought the Halacha, he didn't mention any caveats. The only caveat he had was Rav Huna. Rav Huna said it has to be Bifnei Bezdin. But other than that, he doesn't have any other fine print that needs to be read. There's no asterisks next to this halacha. It's a very straightforward halacha. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, komokim sheyesh by Bezdin. That's why the Rif brought it, even though he doesn't bring hilchas l'mashicha, and that's why the Rif didn't make any caveats, no strings attached to this halacha. In other words, the Rif would seem to be a third shita. The Rif shita would seem to be that what's the definition of Bezdin? As long as it's a Bezdin. And if it's a Bezdin of Shloishoi Kapaskin Dine Mominus Lachura, that would be enough for it to be considered a Bezdin. And based on that, you would be able to blow Shofar in the presence of such a Bezdin when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So just to summarize, this three shitas, Pashup Shat, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana was. Again, you have Rabbi Lazar who said it had to be the Bezdin Agadol. But the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Lazar, and there's no way we would Paskin like Rabbi Lazar because it's a Yachid V'Rabim, Halachik V'Rabim. So what is the Shita of the Chachamim? What is that shita? The Rashi says that it had to be in the presence of a Bezdin Shachav Gimel. The Rambam shita is it has to be smuchim, maybe even a Bezdin that was Mekadosh Chodesh Al Piriyah. And then we have the third shita, the shita sarif, where the Rif says as long as it's a Bezdin, that's going to be okay. So if you wanted to blow Shofar today, according to Rashi, it's not a gay. According to Rambam, it's not a gay. According to the Rif, theoretically, you could hear it said that maybe you'd be able to be blow shofar bizman hazeh when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And the truth is that if you look in the Rosh, right here in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, it's Simen Aleph. The Rosh says, quote, Amru olav al Rav Alfazal. They say about Rav Alfaz, Shehoye Taikeya b'Rosh Hashanah Shchalias b'Shabbos, that the riff used to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. V'chein mashma b'hil choysav. And says the Rosh, it's mashma that way from the riff. Shnehevi memre de Ravuna, v'im bezdin, v'im darko, says the Rosh, lohavi el adovra noyig b'zman hazeh. It's not the derech of the riff to bring a halacha that's not noyigeya b'zman hazeh. So if the riff brought halacha, it's mashma like what I've heard rumors that he himself blew shofar. It's lishitasa in the riff. For who are you mefarish? So says the Rosh, the riff was mefarish. Then when it says, kol makom sheyesh by bezdin, lav dafka sanhedrin, elo bezdin, but he adds, muflig v'godo bedoyroi. Has to be a bezdin muflig and the bezdin. And the riff felt that his bezdin was that. And that's why I blew shofar. But then the Rosh says, v'loy nagu talmid of achrav lasiskein. But I know from the Talmid Erif that the minig was not to continue in that derech. But the point is, it's true. The Rif was a no doiresh, and he was a no mekayim. He held that Bezdin doesn't have to be Dafka Sanhedrin. You don't have to have smuchim. You don't need a Bezdin that was Mekadosh to Chodesh. But as long as it's a Bezdin, that's enough. The Rosh adds language, had to be Bezdin, Muflik, Vigadol, Bedoirech. But the bottom line is, the Rif's court was a major Bezdin. And because it was a major Bezdin, that in and of itself, that was enough. So fast forward to the year Tofresh Mem Aleph. Tofresh Mem Beis, that Rosh Hashanah was going to be a Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he was very ambitious, and he decided that he wants that we're going to blow shofar this year. Coming year, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And he was so motivated to do it that he wrote a whole sefer. And in the sefer, he lays out his argument why this is something that you can do. Now, at first glance, if you were going to write a sefer, you're going to start with the Shita Sarif. The problem is, it was only the Rif. And not only was it only the Rif, the Rosh already said that the Talmid Arif didn't even go in his ways. So it's going to be very hard to make the case that we're going to somehow dust off this Shita Sarif and suddenly we're going to go Halacha L'Maisa and we're going to be Machriya that way. So obviously the case had to be a little bit more robust. So he wrote an entire sefer. Now, if you're interested, Rabbi Chilmechel Tkachinsky in his Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, and this is in Chele Gimel, Perek Chof, the entire perek is dedicated to this whole tumult. And he brings what he says is a summary of the 13 major highlights that came out of the Sefer of Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, meaning what his Iker point was in order to try to make this work. We're not going to go through all 13, but just to get a little bit of a feel for what he was saying. And that is, the main point that Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger was saying was that it was clear to him from the Mishnah, without even starting the Gemara. He said it was very clear to him from the Mishnah that Chazal, even though they were worried, Shemi Yavirenu Dalaramas B'Shus Arabim, and even though they were prepared to be Mevatel Tkiya Shofar, but at the same time, somewhere in the world, they felt there has to be a Shofar. There can't be a Rosh Hashanah with zero Tkiya Shofar. And after all the Machshava, the Eilas Ephraim, and everything we've spoken about, Aber V'Achrei Kechloi Sakal, Somewhere there has to be Tkiya Shofar. Number one, when they made the Takana initially, it was only B'Medina. But B'Mikdash, they said, you're going to blow Shofar. Okay, that's not such a Chiddush. Ain't Shavus B'Mikdash. So there's a lot of Shavusim that are not knowing in the Beis HaMikdash. But what happened after the Churban? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a Takana, and he said that you should blow Shofar B'chol Makom Sheyesh by Bezdin. You know, the Rishonim ask a Kasha. Tosfos asks the Kasha. The Ran asks the Kasha. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a Takana, then when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you should blow Shofar B'Bezdin. Why didn't he make the same Takana by Dalad Minim? Dalad Minim, they used to also take in the Beis HaMikdash. Ain't Shavus B'Mikdash. There was no Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalad Amas B'Shus Rab in the Beis HaMikdash. So they used to take Dalad Minim all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, after the Churban, you don't find anywhere that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the same Takana. Why didn't he make a Takana? Chomakam Sheyesh by Bezdin, you should take Dalad Minim. The Teretz is, says the Ran, that because there's a difference between Shofar and Dalad Minim. Dalad Minim is a mitzvah, but Shofar is Malani Aleichem Kilo Akadetem Etzchem. Tezayin Amir Aleph. Shofar is Kivin de Lezikarnu Kibith Nimdami. Chavav Amir Aleph. Shofar is different than Dalad Minim. We
need shofar. This is something that we live off. And as a result, said the Ran, therefore, even though Rabbi Yechman Zakeh made a takana for shofar, he didn't make a takana for the Almina, because it was dafka shofar. But said Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, that it's mashma to him, that it's very clear that Chazal did not want to be mevatel tkiya shofar legami. It's not something that they wanted to do. And he says that if you look in the Rambam, it's even mashma that way from the Rambam. So, without going into all the lashonis of the Rambam, but if you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Beis and Hilcha Shofar, and you go through the Kasav Mishnah, there's a lot of diktukim in the Rambam. There seem to be stiras in the Rambam. The Kasav Mishnah already asks the Kasha. And Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger said that the way he sees the Rambam is that the Rambam was saying that initially, when the Chachamim made the takana of Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, they knew they wanted somewhere there to be Tkiya Shofar. So what was that somewhere going to be? They said, let it be the Beis HaMikdash. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yechem Zaka came, he made a takana, it's going to be in Bezdin. Zok the Rambam, not any Bezdin. It's going to be a Bezdin of Smuchin. It's going to be the Bezdin that was Mekadosh the Chodesh Alpiria, meaning we want it somewhere. So what's the next best place? Let's find the Chash of a Bezdin. What happens if we don't have a Bezdin that was Mekadosh the Chodesh Alpiria? Like nowadays. Because the Mishnah, if you look there, entertains it sad that maybe you don't need the Bezin that was Mekadosh Chedesh Alpiria. What's the pshat? When you have the Bezin that was Mekadosh Chedesh Alpiria, you need it. If you don't have it, no worries. What does that mean? So said Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, this is what it means. Because we're just going in order. What's the next best place for us to have a Tkiya Shofar? A Bezin that was Mekadosh Chedesh Alpiria. But what if you don't have it? Okay, then that's obviously not the best next best place. That's not an option. So let it be the Bezin of the Rif. I don't know. But the point is there has to be a Tkiya Shofar somewhere in the world. That was his fart. That was his hergish. You want to know what the hergish was? That was the hergish. It was that somewhere in the world there has to be a Tkiya Shofar. And you see that from the Ikatakon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And that's why they said that even after the Churban, somewhere we're going to have it. All these stipulations that the Rishonim made, that was on the Lekatchila level. But the Yevet, if you can't work that out, another Rabbi, then we'll find the next best thing. Then he threw in a whole bunch of mitigating factors. He said, what's the concern? Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. He said, number one, we're only going to blow it Bifnei Bezdin. Bifnei Bezdin, you're in the presence of a Rabbim. When you're in the presence of a Rabbim, we know when it comes to Rabbims, we're not so worried about Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. What's the makar to that? The Vilna Gaon and the Maaseh Rav that we've spoken at many times, Bezus Hashem, over the years, to answer the Kasha. You don't blame the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Why? Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. Yet, you lane from a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, Shecholiyas B'Shabbos. Ay, Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. It's the same Shemi Yavirenu. So the Vilna Gaon said, because Megillah is a Chovas Yochid, and you're always worried that the Yochid may go by mistake and carry. But the Rabbim is Mitkari Ahadadi, based on the Gemara, and Erev and Gimel and Aleph, and therefore that's never a concern, and that's not something you have to worry about. So over here, we're going to do it in Bifnei Bezin. That was the Takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Bifnei Bezin, I don't know if there's even a concern of Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Amis, Bishos HaRabim. He said another thing, did Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, by the way, known as the Leva Ivri. So said the Leva Ivri, Nochataina. He said, is there a Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh? I'm not so sure there's even a Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say, Ho'idna, there's no Rishos HaRabim? Women are allowed to wear jewelry, even though Medina the Gemara, really, they're not allowed to. Why? Because there's no real Rishos HaRabim. So if there's no real Rishos HaRabim, what are we so worried about? He says, the Rambam held that there is a Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. So Lishi Tosa, so he had a problem. But being that we paskin through Amos Mekel, that maybe there's no Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh. No, so if there's no Rishos HaRabim Bizman Hazeh, you need 600,000, Bechol Yoim, right? All the Erevin raid, the Beis Ephraim, the Mishkan Yaakov. It's amazing how everything just intersects with everything. So the point is that if there's no Rishos HaRabim, so maybe we can be Mekel. Maybe this is something that you're allowed to do. Another taina that he said, and this is major. He said, we mentioned that there was Machoikis Rashi and the Rambam before Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So before Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Yontif Shir Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, what does the Mishnah say? B'Mikdash Hayu Toikin, Avoloi B'Medin. What does Mikdash mean? Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says Mikdash means physically the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says Mikdash means Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So said Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, said the Leva Ivri, Yesh Lachgar. According to the Rambam, maybe you're actually Mechuyev Me'ikar Adin to blow Shofar today in Yerushalayim. Why? Because we have Yerushalayim. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we have Yerushalayim. So if we have Yerushalayim, L'chayra Leit the Rambam, maybe
we should blow shofar. Now you're going to tell me, it's true we have Yerushalayim, but do we have Kedushas Yerushalayim? The Rambam Shita is in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Vav, that even though Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitchel HaShaita V'loi Kitchel HaSad Lavoi, but Kedushas Yerushalayim U'Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel HaSad Lavoi. That was the premise of Rav Tzvi Eshkalasher, because Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash has Kedushas B'Zman HaZeh. So he said, L'chura, is it so poshet that we even have to come on to Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai? What about the Rambam? According to the Rambam, in the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to blow shofar. What does the Beis HaMikdash mean, Yerushalayim? So the whole Yerushalayim is chayiv and tkiyushay. Forget about ribas. Poshi yechayiv alts mikdash. Midin in the Mishnah before Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai. And the Rambam Shita is Yerushalayim has kedusha b'zman hazeh. Knus, if Yerushalayim has kedusha b'zman hazeh, that should be okay. I believe the Briskerov tainid as it relates to this. The Briskerov is dach demara d'shmaitza when it comes to these sugyas. So I believe the Briskerov said that even though the Rambam Shita is that wherever it says mikdash, it means Yerushalayim, but it's only if there's a beis hamikdash. If there's a beis hamikdash, then the definition of mikdash gets expanded broadly to the entire Yerushalayim. But if there's no beis hamikdash, then Yerushalayim hasnish mikdash. But al-Kaponim, this was his taina that it could be simply based on that. That in and of itself would be okay. V'oidi said that, what are you worried about? You're worried that maybe at the end of the day I'm wrong. And maybe someone's going to end up by mistake blowing shofar on Shabbos, but really he wasn't supposed to. He said it was a shvus, and he has all the mitigating factors as it relates to that. But he says, I have another hergish. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Lamed Beis, Nichalei Lechaver Lemeved Iser Kalula, V'loi Lemeved Amaretz Iser Rabba. That sometimes it's a Talmud Chacham is willing to take one for the team. He's willing to do a small Iser to save people from doing bigger Iser. Now Tosfos asks the famous Kasha, V'chi Oimrim La'odom Chadei Kadei Shiyazaki Chaveri, and Tosfos says it depends if the person was Peshay or if he wasn't Peshay. But if the Olam wasn't Pesheya, if someone's about to do a big Aveira or not do a mitzvah, he wasn't a Pesheya, there's an Indian to do something small to bail him out from something big. So he says to violate Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Amos Peshus HaRabim, considering my case that I've made to save a nation so that Kedei Delarv, if something like this is going to be a Tkiyah Shofar, I think that maybe that's something that's okay to do. The bottom line is, he held very strongly this is the right thing. Then he said just a few things to bear in mind. Number one, let's bring 23 Chavrei HaBezdin to be present at the time so that at least we'll have the tzura of a Sanhedrin Katana. I mean, it's not a real Sanhedrin, but at least we'll have the tzura of a Sanhedrin Katana. Another thing he said is that the Rambam says that even though we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, but if Chalila the Tzaris, and because the Tzaris Yidden are fasting, and during the tiniest there were halachas where they would blow shofars and chatzotzers, those tkiyas you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. So he said that this Tzaris right now in Klal Yisrael, and he told the Dayanim that we're going to be involved in this, that they should have in mind that the blowing for the Tzaris of Klal Yisrael as well. So like this, maybe you'll be able to cover a little bit more. But the bottom line is, if you go through Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, Aleph through Yud Gimel, he goes through the primary 13 bullet points that Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger made. Lamaisa, Rabbi Chilmechel Tkachinsky has his own 13 bullet points where he goes through every single one and he's doiche everything. He's not masking to anything. You know, it's interesting that as this was going on, there was a secondary tumult amongst the Gedolim at the time. And that is that if Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger is going to follow through with this, do we have a chiv to go hear it? I mean, we disagree. We vehemently disagree. This is for sure the wrong thing to do. Abu Lamaisa, there's a bezin that's blowing shofar in Yerushalayim. It's Shabbos. So, no, maybe we should go right after davening and let's go hear tkiyah shofar. There's no isser in hearing. The isser is blowing shofar. So the question was, should you hear or should you not hear? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Mikroi Kodesh, he brings this tumult and he says, what was the shaila? The shaila was, if somebody blows shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, is he even yotze tkiyah shofar? If you hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, are you mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, or you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? And there's two arguments to make that maybe you shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. Number one, Shabbos is maybe not the zman of tkiyah shofar. Once Chazal said that you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, could be they were oiker Shabbos from being a time for you to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. V'oid, Yizichr not mechuyev to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls down on Shabbos. So it comes out maybe the Baal Tekeya is an enem mechuyev in tkiyah shofar. He's like a cheres shaitav katan, and if that's the case, he can't be mitzi you with tkiyah shofar. So there were two gishmak alumdisha tzadim that maybe not, or may, who said? I don't know. At the end of the day, midai raisa, there's a mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. This is all zera shemi yavirenu dalaramis b'shus harabim. How far do the Rabbanan have a right to go ahead and say that, oh, because we don't let you blow shofars, and Meila what? Meila, you're not yoitz in a mitzvah? Meicha teisa, you have a right to do that. So Rav Tzvi Pesach brings that be'emes, it's a mefurish Rav Kiveger. Rav Kiveger has a shayla, what happens if somebody takes dalin minim on the first day of Sukkot, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? The next day, do you make a shachiyanu? Rav Kiveger says, no, you mekayim the mitzvah the first day. You weren't supposed to, but you mekayim the mitzvah. Somebody hears tkiyah shofar, says Rav Kiveger, and Rosh Chodesh Chol is b'Shabbos. You mekayim the mitzvah. So if you mekayim the mitzvah, so maybe the Olam said that even though really we're not mechuyev to, and maybe Rabbi Kiveger Shlesinger, the Leva Ivgri, is wrong, and maybe it's a toys gadol, because let's be honest, at the end of the day, nobody did it. So that's the big taina. It's a nice shtickle Torah, but lemaisa, no one did it. But at the same time, he's doing it. We're not stopping him. So if he's going to do it, maybe we should go. At the very least, let's be mekayim the mitzvah. This was the tumult that happened. Want to know what Yerushalayim and Yidda were tumbling about in the late 19th century? Should we bring a carbon Pesach? Should we blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? And over here, at the center of it, was a Talmud Muvik of the Ksav Sofer, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. But just a very interesting postscript that I saw here in Irak Kodesh Vamikdash from Rabbi Chil Michal Tokachinsky. And that is, he said that he heard from a Yid, and he refers to him by name, Rabbi Leo Mordechai Eisenstein, who told him that he knew his Zayde, Rav Shmuel Misalant. So Rabbi Chil Michal Tokachinsky married the granddaughter of Rav Shmuel Misalant, who was Rabbi Shal Yerushalayim. He said, he heard from my Zayde, he said, Rav Shmuel Misalant, that Rav Shmuel Misalant said that year, Ki af omnam vaday enei meiru la'alocha l'tkaya. He does not support the movement, but at the same time, if somebody asks him whether he should go, he would tell him not to go. But at the same time, if he wants to go, he's not going to stop him. Because there's definitely merit to it. And not only is there merit to it, at the same time, in terms of hearing, there's no avera by hearing, and therefore you should go. And he writes afterwards, "Umitztayrani shloi dibarti imzer meiru v'rabbi b'yoyse b'chayim." He says, "I have charot. I spent so much time with my zayd. I never thought to ask him about this. So I never heard it firsthand." But he says, "I know this yid, Rabbi Leo Mordechai Eisenstein, and he's a neman. And if he said that, that's what my zayd said. It's poshut. That's what my zayd said. Which means the zayd, the Rabbi Shmuel Misalant, who was the final authority on everything that happened in Yerushalayim during that tkufa, he was not supportive in the sense that, yeah, I agree, let's make this happen. But at the same time, he wasn't moichi either. And he said, if somebody wants to go, he's not going to stop him from going. But then he says something beautiful, and we'll end with this. He says, it was the summer of Tofresh Samech Dalet. This is 1904. So Yuchil Mechel Tokachinsky was famous for a few things, but he's famous for his luach, right, with all the zmanim. And he said he came to bring his luach to the Aderes, Rabbi Leo David Rabinowitz to Umim. And he said, at the time, the Aderes was old, and it was very, very not well. So he's looking at the luach. This was the luach for Tofresh Samechei. So this is Tofresh Samech Dalet. It's the summer. And he's showing him the luach that he prepared for Tofresh Samechei. So he's looking at the luach and he sees that Rosh Hashanah this year is going to fall out on Shabbos. So he said that Deris gave a krechts. Nenach oz. He krechts for Omer and he said, oy, chaval she Rosh Hashanah haba chal b'Shabbos. What a chaval that this next Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on Shabbos. And he said, umi oideya. Who knows if I'm ever going to be zoiche to hear another tekiyah shofar? He wasn't well, and he knew that by the next Rosh Hashanah there's a good chance he's not going to be alive anymore. He was nifter gimel adar tofresh samechei. But he said, "Umi yodeya? Who knows if I'm going to have the schos to live to hear another tekiyah shofar?" Listen, so if Yechiel Mechel Tokachinsky said that Aderes told me bezeh haloshen, ilu hoya harav Rabbi Akiva Yosef oisa meisib Rosh Hashanah haba. L'tkoya b'Shabbos, he was alive, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. He passed away in 1922. He said, if Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger would do his thing this coming Rosh Hashanah, ha'yisi hoylech v'oymeid achayre yakoysel, I would go, I would stand behind the wall, but I would go, l'shmoyer kol shayfer. They hear the kol shayfer. But what's the hergish? The hergish is that Aderes, he looks at the calendar, and what does he see? Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on Shabbos. He says, Umi yoideya, eska oy l'shmoya kol shofar deiraisa. How do I know if I'm going to be zoichet here another shofar deiraisa? What a meant for a tzaddik to hear tkiyah shofar. This is what nenach, he's krechtzing. And he says, even though it's true, the rabbonim, they weren't so maskim to Rabbi Kibi Yosef Schlesinger. Oh, but this is tzad at least to shteltzu to it a little bit. And he said, he wants to hear it so badly this year because he doesn't know if he's going to be alive next year. He said, I would have gone. I would have been mekel. Just to hear another tkiyah shofar, just the hergish, the appreciation of what it meant, a tkiyah shofar by the Gedolim.